She had bigger.
What's the executive session?
We're back from recess. Our next item is real estate closing services. Who am I dealing with? Mr. Erickson?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello again. Thank you for having us this morning. We're here this morning in reference to bid number 201307-231, and this is a bid that was put out on July the 17th for real estate closing services in conjunction with the ongoing flood buyout process that Mr. Atchley has been overseeing, and he's here to assist. On Tuesday of this week, we had received bids that we opened in this room in public from Tri-Lakes Title and Escrow, Continental Title, Meridian Title, and Great American Title Company. Those packages were all open with Mr. Ashley's assistance, and he took those for a review process. Completing that review process, we made an agenda request to this morning deliver recommendation for award to you all. And with that said, I will without any questions, I'll turn it over to Mr. Atchley for him to complete that process.
What I've done is I put together just a really brief spreadsheet here. What I found is with these four bids, these four title companies seem to differ a great deal in the charges that or the costs that they provided with us. And so what I've actually had to do on a few of these, just to give you an idea, like on the title insurance, I've literally taken the appraised value for the nine homes, subtracted out the amount of money that they received in flood insurance, and then multiplied that by the applicable rate. And in a couple cases, a couple of the title companies actually had specific rate sheets, and so what I had to do is I actually had to break this out house by house with the total nine houses, and these costs would be based on the total closing costs if all nine property owners continue to choose to continue with this flood buyout program. It is a voluntary program, and so it is possible that we could have somebody that drops out. But this was really the only way we could easily compare and contrast these. I did go ahead. Really, the majority of these companies also provided references, so I did actually call and contact the references as well. And based upon both the total costs and also the references that we contacted, the staff is actually recommending that we would go with Great American Title Company.
Would you read those final results into the record?
Yes.
Which one that you came up with, if you
don't okay. mind. And just read the total.
Grand totals.
The grand totals that I have come up with on this for Tri-Lakes Title and Escrow, I came up with a total cost of $12,412. For Continental Title Company, came out with a total of $9,810. Meridian Title Company came out with a total of $11,321. and Great American Title Company came out with a total of $9,651, and that would be for closing services for a total of 9 homes. The 9 homes vary in price considerably, or in appraised value. They vary from a low of $184,000 up to a high of $899,000. And so that's what really made this a little more difficult, is in some of these companies with the spreadsheet, I actually had to break it out house by house. And figure up what those fees would actually come out to.
So your recommendation is to go with the low bidder, which is Great American Title Company?
Yes, sir.
Move to award bid number 201307-231 to Great American Title Company for the amount. Well, we don't know if that's going to be the exact amount, right?
Exactly. It could.
To Great American Title Company.
I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to award bid number 201307-231 to Great American Title Company as recommended. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Next issue is automated remittance system, bid number 201307-232. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Thank you. This particular bid award recommendation is the result of bid number 201307-232 for automated remittance system that was released on July the 17th. I had put this bid out at the request of the Caney County Collector, who's here to assist. We had received 4 bid packages earlier this week, also opened on Tuesday here in public. Responses from Tipton Systems in Springfield, Creditron, Euless, Texas, RP Solutions Incorporated, Ithaca, New York, R.T. Lawrence Corporation in Whittier, California, and those responses have a little bit of fluctuation to them as well. So the collector did take charge of those packages and went into review process. Completing that review process, has requested that we have the agenda scheduled for this morning to deliver bid recommendation.
What was the last company that you read?
I'm sorry, R.T. Lawrence Corporation.
Thank you.
Out of Whittier, California. And at this point, I'll turn it over to Sheila Wyatt to go ahead and make a recommendation or an explanation or answer any questions you may have.
I read all 4 specs and spoke with 3 of the vendors that to get clarification. 2 of the vendors are so similar they can produce, the same product. I'm familiar the number 3 vendor, RP Solutions, and the number 1, Tipton, are very compatible in price. There's a few hundred dollars difference in the one consideration in the first vendor mentioned was Tipton in Springfield. The hardware is in Springfield, and the software provider, I believe, is actually in Illinois. They're aware that we have present software now, and they have installed with the software that we have in other counties. Knowing that next year, due to the collector's program of retiring, that we will have to change software. They have also installed in 2 other software companies that have bid with the county in past in software. I did speak on RP Solutions. I spoke with some of the references. They're not in Missouri, but mainly it's Florida down the East Coast, and they come very highly recommended, and they're in larger, although the Tipton is in Christian Clay and Platte. I just use those because those are more compatible counties to us. The RP solution is in very large metropolitan areas and so forth. So, but due to the price being compatible and being aware of the Tipton Jaguar product and having personal testimonies from other collectors, I believe that the collector's office would choose the Tipton Jaguar.
Tipton what?
Tipton, and then Jaguar is the software. Tipton is the hardware. It's in Springfield, Missouri, and Jaguar is the software.
Did you make a spreadsheet like this?
I've got a clean one. I've got this one and then all my little scribbling on, but would you like it?
Yeah, something to see kind of all the...
He'd just like to take a look at it.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it'll make sense to you. I had put in a phone call, and he just got back. Well, wait, so it was good that you guys were running the way you were. I was on the phone with him, and I wasn't clear on some items that the way his bid read. He needs, each of them require one PC to for the Canon 190. They're all using that to load to and stuff. I think part of it is very large areas. His specs said for two PCs, and in speaking with him over the phone, he felt that possibly we could get by with the one. He would have to see when that time came, and he explained what the difference in two were for. Which we have the one PC available and ready that we can...
So help me out. This is something new. It's not something that we're currently doing.
No. What this is... tell me how deep you want to go. What this is when you work up your mail and you check the check to the bill, the statement, and they balance, and you put them in a pile in a certain order and so forth. And after you... have that, then you run them. And this has been suggested to us by our previous bank, and by the bank that we have now, it becomes more essential. It has the check 21 on this part of it, and then it ties to our program on this part. So when it goes through the check, it reads the check and the bill, and then any that do, and it runs, when you add the stack, it runs them through 190 a minute, and then any that do not match according to what it's read, it will highlight, and you look at those. And if it's in the check, and this is the way the banks do that, many of them now with the automation, and you look at the check, and maybe it's misread it. If it has, you have a chance to pull it up and edit. And if it is wrong, then you pull it out and pull it in the bill from the stack. After you're fully in balance with it, then you move your bills over to the software. You program it up to go there, and you move your checks. Your bills then go in, and they are paying your account. They're tied to your software. The checks then are transmitted to the bank into your account then.
But we're looking at a cost, if I'm looking at this right, somewhere between $30,000 and $43,000 on an annual basis software?
This is buying the software. This is buying the machine and the software.
And then what would the annual maintenance cost be?
Right here.
Another
$39.30 is on the software, and this company is $25.20. This is the machine. That's optional, but that is the machine.
Now, let's say in a year or 2 years you've gone to a different system. Are we going to have to pay?
That was one of the considerations, and I started to say that. I don't know if I got it out or not, this company is aware that we would be changing
When they first met with us a year ago, I had them meet with also a Fisher at the time, thinking that that was going to go. It's actually been more than a year. It's been a couple of years. But so that was discussed at that time. And the programmer of the Jaguar, the software, said then that that would be no problem, that they would go ahead, if we went ahead and went then, that they would go ahead and install the Ingo because they were familiar with the Jim Travis and worked with it before. But I made the call on now, and they said it would probably be, I asked if it would come under the software maintenance. They said they would want to say that it would come under, it would probably be $700. They said when the time came, depending on how smooth of exactly what had to be changed, and the way that this gentleman explained, I think that will have to do if the statement changes much, that it's already set up to read and go through how much programming change. So I would count on being $700. It's possible, if it's not a great deal of a switch in between the two, that it would come under the maintenance.
But it's not going to cost us another $30,000.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is ours. This is that. And they will maintain it with this price. They maintain everything that happens or any upgrades that come. That's that also.
Is this something that's coming through the tax maintenance fund, the tech fund?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a specific recommendation, or did you mention that, Mike?
She did, but my question is, if RP Solutions is not only cheaper, but also cheaper with the annual fee, except for having to have an additional PC, which is not that expensive, you make that up in the first year, why would you choose Tipton over the RP Solutions?
Especially knowing that you said they're well-liked in their area.
I called a collector's office in Florida, and it's a very large office. It's a very large office. And he was very satisfied, and that's the only one call. I had received calls from Clay and Christian after they knew that we were looking at it. And probably I would assume that the company has, you know, said to call. And they wanted to tell me how, you know, outstanding it was and how great. Christian County, and I didn't want to put this in because I can't say it until I try it, but Christian County used to bring in 2.5 part-time, now that sounds odd when I say half, but part-time employees during the tax season to work them out and do it. And they said they just bring one in part-time now. That doesn't, I'm not saying that, because we have brought in one girl that just works strictly posting, and you can look at the, you can see she doesn't work much but what she was paid, you know, last year. But I haven't made any arrangements for bringing, she's not going to be able to come this year due to the health of her son. And at this point, I've not made any arrangements. If I see that I have to, I'll have to. But it is, this is the cost for the software and the machine. The machine is, and a jogger that comes with it. And then the PC is one of ours that's on the counter that they use for lookup. Now, that's not been used for 2.5 years. We bought it new then. For the internal support to try and test, and that's all it was for. And for some people, may consider it outdated now, but it will be sufficient.
I don't know that you answered my question. Why did you recommend Tipton over
RP? I'm sorry, I thought I did.
That's right. Knowing that this one's the RP Solutions is cheaper to begin with, plus cheaper with the annual fee, and they still got high recommendations.
Okay. There's $400 difference into them to begin with.
Okay. It's not a big difference, but
it's a difference. Your software maintenance is your big difference. The $25.30 and the $39.30.
Right.
It's the assurance from people that I know that use the system and that use it with the same software that we use, and
Let me add, if I could, you've given the names of two first-class counties within the state of Missouri that utilize that system, and it's really invaluable to an elected official if you have a peer that you can go to that you trust with questions. Sometimes, rather than going to the company, you'll find out more from the elected official that actually uses it, and to be able to call one of those two first-class counties would be a significant help to Sheila.
If they've had glitches, if they've had issues that go with it. Clay County is a large county, right, also, and I would actually, what they produce, I would compare it to the county that I, well, on what he told me on the documents, yes, Clay County would compare to that. He does some extra work on his for this, some municipality and stuff on the machine. He has three machines, though, also, but he does outside work with it. And they also do licenses and such as that in that county. Clay said that in the bringing over, and they're going with a new software provider looking for next year, if I'm remembering this right now. This was, she said that there was a couple of hiccups, but it was not this company at all. It was with their software going in that they had to make adjustments on it. One other thing I thought of, it flew by just a minute, let it come back.
It's bouncing around the room.
Yeah, it is. that was important, I thought.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well,
and it's coming
probably
out of your,
I
and it's coming out of your tech fund, though, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, we want the one that is the best and works the best. And I'm not.
Right, she doesn't know it's the best.
In any way.
The statutes clearly dictate that we should award it to the lowest and the best bidder, right, which allows us the latitude to do that. And I'm certainly inclined to go with Sheila's recommendation. She's the one that's researched this, talked to the companies and the counties that utilize them. But all your points are valid.
Move to approve bid number 201, or award bid number 201307-232
to Tipton.
Would it be Ann Jaguar or just Tipton?
Tipton Systems Company is what was on
Tipton
the
Systems
request.
Company,
per recommendation of collector's office.
I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to award bid number 201307-232 to Tipton Systems Company as per recommendation of the county collector. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I almost asked us to wait a while longer.
Find time to tell me now.
No, I'm not saying that. Because he was so late at calling back, I had called earlier and to answer the questions, some additional questions I had. And quite honestly, I just asked for help to know which one to go with on my way down, and that's the way it is.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson.
Bid tabulations will be distributed to all of the participating vendors with the details concerning the fact that this was awarded based on these other stipulations that you pointed out, and I appreciate you pointing it out, Mr. Hausman, that it doesn't have to be the lowest, but the local recommendations and references, et cetera, are also a contributing factor to the justifying the award, not to the lowest in this case, and I'll distribute that to the vendors and participators in case they have any questions.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Our last item of business for the day is an executive session for personnel and contracts.
I'm going to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsection 3 and 12.
I would second that motion. Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 3 and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.